So Steve, so probably in 81, you wanted to define the course and make sure that it was a legal 100 miles, so you you wheeled the course that year.
Yes, I actually had a bicycle, a 10-speed bicycle, and I took the wheel off, the whole front fork off, and put a broom handle into the front fork, and I had one of these things that did the revolutions, and I made sure the tire was, you know, up to, you know, proper tire pressure.
Yeah.
So I'm pushing it on this broom handle with the front fork of the wheel, and I'm just wheeling the course, and it took over the course of the summer to do it off and on, and one day I went up from the SAR and wheeled it all the way up the seat part, and then it was funny, and then I wheeled that thing right up Chin Scraper, and right when I got up the top of Chin Scraper, there was a big rattlesnake right at the very top of Chin Scraper, just rattling away.
So I
sidestepped around him, and then I just, back in those days, we were running pretty much right at the top of the ridge, and there was a lot of big rocks, and I ran into a pile of dead sheep right on the top of the ridge. There were about five or six of them in a pile just laying there.
Oh my goodness.
And then I kept wheeling over where I think I was getting close to Thirsty Peak or something, and there were these two sheepers sitting right on top of the ridge on some rocks eating lunch, and they saw me coming and with that wheel, and I could imagine what they thought. I can't remember exactly what they said. It was like, "What the hell is going on?" Or it was other words, possibly. But they thought, "What are you doing?" And so I sat down with them, and I had a sandwich in my fanny pack. So I sat down with them and just had lunch with them and talked to them and said, "Well, this is what I'm doing." And I told them about the sheep, and they go, "Oh, we were wondering where these sheep were," and they thought, "Well, they must have got hit by lightning." And then I told him about the bull too. I said, "You know, there's a bull that wanders around down by Cool Springs."
Yeah, that's
one of our bulls. Yeah, don't worry about him.
I remember reading about him in the directions.
Yeah, right. And I don't know how many years he was there. If he was only there 1 year or a couple of years, I don't know. Anyway, we had a nice talk, and they were really nice, and I think they thought it was funny, but they seemed to respect the whole thing. But then, as the course of the year went on, everyone would bring up my two boys. They were quite young then, and the old pickup truck, and where there was road, we put the bed down. I'd sit on the back with the wheel and one of my sons, and we'd just hold the wheel while she drove the course, and then if I had to go on the trail, she'd drop me off and come and pick me up hours later. You know,
yes.
She was a real trooper to do that. And she was a real trooper on race day too, because she would go down to a canyon in the dark just with her and our dog and our two boys, and be waiting in the dark, you know, where nobody was there.
And that's kind of scary
for a woman to do that. And she did that a few times too.
Oh boy!
So she gets an A+ for all her efforts.